Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
مولانا مولانا يا مولانا مولانا يا مجيب دعانا يا مولانا
مولانا مولانا يا مولانا
مولانا
يا مجيب دعانا يا مولانا 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 يا مولانا يا مجيب دعانا يا مولانا
إن في خطايانا وحفظنا ورعانا
إن في خطايانا وحفظنا ورعانا وزدنا إيمانا يا مولانا وزدنا إيمانا يا مولانا 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 يا مولانا يا مجيب دعانا
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
دفق الغدير والشلالا دفق الغدير والشلالا مولانا مولانا يا مولانا يا مجيب دعانا يا مولانا 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 يا مولانا يا مجيب دعانا يا مولانا
السلام عليكم.
Wa alaykum assalam.
And what's your name?
Muhammad Akhlaq Shah.
And how old are you?
8 years old.
MashaAllah. Did you fast last year?
Full.
You kept full, MashaAllah. And this year?
I also want to keep full.
InshaAllah. Tell me, my darling, what's the name of your story?
Allah is watching.
Okay, go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum to one and all. My story for today is Allah is watching. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, there was an old man by the name of Abdul Rahman. He had 3 sons who loved him very much by the names of Musa, Yusuf and Salim. One day he called his sons and gave them an apple each and told them to go and eat it where no one can see them, and that the one who is able to do so will be rewarded. The next day Abdul Rahman called his sons and asked each of them what he had done. His eldest son Musa said, "Alhamdulillah, father, I managed to eat the apple behind a tree where no one saw me." His second son Yusuf said, I locked myself in a room and ate the apple in the dark where no one saw me. His third son, Salim, said, Dear father, I have read in the 99 names of Allah that Allah is Al-Basir, who is the one who sees everything. And I was convinced that wherever I hid, Allah would see me. I therefore could not find a place to eat the apple. Abdul Rahman was delighted at the intelligence of his younger son and gave the reward to him. The moral of the story is that Allah sees everything we do. He is the knower of the seen and the unseen. So always obey him. He is Al-Basir.
MashaAllah, that's such a true story. And did you learn a lesson from the story?
Yes.
What's the lesson?
That Allah is watching all the time.
Allah is watching all the time. So no matter what good or bad we do, Allah is there even when there's no one else, isn't it?
Yes.
MashaAllah.
الخلق من عداه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدام المولى يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم آمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زدت دم عن جرام مخلات بدام المولى يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبات الريح من تلقائك عظيمات أو مضى الفرق في الظلماء من إظام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما لعينيك إن قلت اكفو فهمت وما لقلبك إن قلت استفيق ياهيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أيحساب صب أن الحب منكتم ما بين منسجم منه ومغطرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لولا الهوى لم تغرق دمع.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
And what's your name?
Muhammad Kashif Ibrahim.
And how old are you?
8 years old.
MashaAllah. And Muhammad Kashif, what's the name of your story?
The Fable of the Porcupines. It was the coldest winter ever. Many animals died because of the cold. The porcupines, realizing the situation, decided to group together to keep warm. This way, they covered and protected themselves. But the quills of each one wounded their closest companions. After a while, they decided to distance themselves, one from the other, and they began to die, alone and frozen. So they had to make a choice, either accept the quills of their companions or disappear from the earth. Wisely, they decided to go back to being together. They learned to live with the little wounds caused by the close relationship with their companions in order to receive the warmth and heat that came from the others. This way, they were able to survive. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "None of you until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself."
MashaAllah, that's so true. And we must always try and do good for others. And inshaAllah, this way, we too will get a reward in return. Did you enjoy that story?
Yeah.
I've been walking on this road since I opened my eyes. My life is all thanks to Allah. My destination's clear, through the gates of Jannah. Please help me on my way, Allah. All I gotta say, this dunya's got a
home,
but my Allah will get me through, inshallah. to you and say Allahu Akbar. O mere Mola, O mere Mola, I love you, we love you. Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah, your mercy is great. Rabbil Alameen, bas intal wahid, inta noor hayati, inta quwwat dunya, kya tayyar hai hum. Ek din maut aayegi, wo rishta tay hua kabar ke saath. Mere pyare Allah, hum sabko maaf karna, seedhe raah par hum sabko rakhna. Inshallah, main teri say for the ummah who bow to you and say Allahu Akbar. O mere Mola, O mere Mola, I love you, we love you. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Sabiha.
And how old are you?
10.
Okay, Sabiha, what's the name of your story?
My mean mother.
Okay, go ahead.
I had the meanest mother in the whole world. While other kids ate candy for breakfast, I had to have a cereal eggs or toast. When others had cokes and candy for lunch, I had to eat a sandwich. As you can guess, my supper was different than the other kids also too. But at least I wasn't alone in my sufferings. My sister and two brothers had the same mean mother as I did. My mother insisted upon knowing where we were at all times. You would think we were on a chain gang. She had to know who our friends were and where we were going. She insisted if we said we'd be gone an hour, that we'd be gone 1 hour or less, not 1 hour and 1 minute. I am nearly ashamed to admit it, but she actually struck us. Not once, but each time we had a mind of our own and did as we pleased. That poor belt was used more on our teeth than it was used to hold up daddy's pants. We had to wear clean clothes and take a bath. The other kids always wore their clothes for days. We reached the height of insult because she made our clothes herself just to save money. The worst is yet to come. We had to be in bed by 9 each night and up at early next morning. We couldn't sleep till noon like our friends. So while they slept, my mother actually had the nerve to break the child labor law. She made us work. We had to wash dishes, make beds, learn to clean all sorts of cruel things. I believe she laid awake at night thinking up mean things to do to us. She always insisted upon us telling the truth and the whole truth, but nothing but the truth. Even if it killed us, and it nearly did. By the time we were teenagers, she was much wiser and our life became even more unbearable. If I spent the night with a friend, can you imagine? She checked up on me to see if I was really there. I never had the chance to elope. Through the years, things didn't improve a bit. We could not lie in bed sick like our friends did and miss school. If our friends had a toothache, a hangnail, or serious ailments, they could stay home from school. Our mark in school had to be up to par.
our friend's report cards had beautiful colors on them. Black for passing, red for failing. My mother, being as different as she was, would settle for nothing less than ugly black marks. As the years rolled by, first one, then the other of us was put to shame. We were graduated from high school with our mother behind us, talking, hitting and demanding respect. None of us was allowed the pleasure of being a dropout. My mother was a complete failure as a mother. Out of four children, a couple of us attained some higher education. None of us have ever been arrested, divorced, or beaten his mates. And whom do we have to blame for the terrible way we turn at your rights? Our mean mother. Look at the things we missed. We never got to march in a protest parade, nor to take part in a riot, burn draft cards, and a million and one other things that our friends did. She forced us to grow up into God-fearing, educated, honest adults. Using this as a background, I am trying to raise my three children, and I stand a little taller, and I am filled with pride when my children call me mean. Because you see, I thank Allah He gave me the meanest mother in the whole world. Shukran.
It's so true. We think our mummies are being mean when they tell us to do something, but in fact, they're doing it just to make us better people. And did you thank your mummy for being a mean mummy?
Yes.
MashaAllah. To all the little butterflies, remember to give your mean mummies hugs and kisses, because they are doing it just so that Allah will be happy with us and bless us with Jannah, inshaAllah.
Imagine a day moving away. Suffice to say, we're not here to stay. The games we play, the fuss we make, the reason for living is made clear that day. The angels stand with no demands, cause they understand judgment's hand. Not a soul will speak, cause they are weak before the true authority. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. 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 Now in this state, we're ready to make our groveling apologies before the Lord, true sight restored, so we can see what we hoard. Where is the hope?
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.